Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It's the 33rd annual Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Video Livestock Auction, coming up the 5th through the 8th of July from Loveland, Colorado. They'll be selling 188,000 head of cattle that week. You'll be able to see it live on SLA TV, Dish Network 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. You can go and actually check out at their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, exactly what will be featured each day, Monday through Thursday. And as always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. One of the biggest sales of the year for Superior Livestock always is the Week in the Rockies sale. This year, no different, with 188,000 head of cattle to be sold from Loveland, Colorado. Week in the Rockies, 5th, 6th, 7th and 8th of July from Superior Video Livestock Auction. At Superior Livestock, we bring the Week in the Rockies to you.
Well, feeder cattle were under pressure due to the significant increase in grain prices yesterday. Live cattle were the victims of some spread trading as nearby months were lower while contracts in 2022 were higher. The influence of the cattle on feed report was evident during the day, but the end result did not indicate the market was ready to trend higher. Wednesday's the last trading day for the June live cattle contract, which may limit trading activity until then. There was no cash activity yesterday or even an indication of bids or offers. Hogs stole the show, though, yesterday with July, August, and October closing limit up. This certainly was not driven by cash, as the National Direct Afternoon Report showed prices down $4.36. However, what was lost in the cash market was made up for in cutout values. Cutouts jumped $5.09, a welcome change from last week. Futures were driven higher, technically due to an oversold market, but they also may have been influenced by the reduced chain speed that will go into effect beginning tomorrow. On the grains, mixed to higher wheat prices overnight, with Minneapolis once again leading the charge amid declining production prospects. Minneapolis set new contract highs yesterday, with spot prices rallying to their highest level since 2013. This would stand to reason, as the supply situation in hard red spring wheat should fall below 2017 if conditions are any precursor. As we mentioned yesterday, one of the big differences between 2021 and 2017 is the inclusion of Canada in the afflicted area. Now, slightly weaker corn prices overnight as contracts ease back from yesterday's surge, which saw the spot month July contract touch limit up at one point. There will be no limits on July contracts beginning Tuesday, as first position day is June 29th and first notice day is June 30th. Mixed trade overnight with soybeans mixed, soybean meal lower, and soybean oil continuing its recovery. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, the August live cattle down $1.20 yesterday, 121.60. October down 87 cents, 127.52. August feeder cattle down 320, 156.35. September down 217, 159.07. And July hogs up $3, 104.95. Kansas City wheat, July up 17, 3 quarters, 618. September up 17, 3 quarters at 626 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat took July up 9 cents, 646. September up 10 and 3 quarters at 651 and a half. July corn's up 39 cents, 675 and a half. September up 28 at 558 and a quarter. July soybeans up 27 and a quarter, 1357. August up 34 cents, 1336 and three quarters. July cotton's up 23 cents. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.